This is Dr. Robert Abley shining a spotlight on freedom. This past weekend, tens if not hundreds of thousands of protesters nationwide took to the streets to protest California's passing of Proposition 8. Many said that Prop 8 passed because of the religious beliefs of those who supported it. But if religion was in the background, the public arguments used in favor of Prop 8 were all utilitarian. That is, the argument said that if Prop 8 failed, the consequences would be dire. So those who are battling against support of Prop 8 have three fronts on which to attack bigotry against homosexuals. First, there is the religious bigotry, which thinks that God has condemned homosexuality. Second, there is the intellectual failure to distinguish between uncomfortable consequences that might result from an action and what justice requires. And third, there is the moral failure that comes from not seeing that justice requires inclusion, not exclusion. In other words, justice requires equality. The religious bigotry that was behind the passing of Prop 8 is perhaps invincibly ignorant. Those who would take what their Bible or their religion says through its spokespersons as grounds to hate and exclude another group would be precisely those who would drink the grape Kool-Aid if that is what they believe God commanded. There is perhaps no arguing with them. But we can address those who actually tried to think their way through this issue but failed by supporting Prop 8. First, we should address the miscarriage of justice that occurs by focusing on uncomfortable consequences. Those who supported Prop 8 failed to recognize that justice implies equality, and that equality must be universal in order to be meaningful. Departures from the universality of principles are engaged when the consequences are rational and predictably disastrous for the very existence of society, not simply because they are inconvenient or obnoxious to that society. But even here, the consequences do not determine the rights in question. They are only questions concerning the mitigation of the assumed universal rights. It is the duty to preserve rights along with the duty to preserve society that must be taken into account. Certainly, allowing gays the right to marry does not carry with it the collapse of society as a consequence. Note further that it is not the consequence that is morally significant here. It is rather the duty of equality, that is, the duty to preserve the same rights for all, that trumps unwanted consequences when it comes to issues of justice. Finally, we can address the moral failure that comes from not seeing that justice requires inclusion, not exclusion. The important point in defining justice by means of equality is that whatever principles of justice we accept must be sufficiently universal so that no person is left out of the moral equation from the start. This requires a necessary abstract formulation of principle such that inclusiveness, not exclusivity, is contained in the norm formulated. In conclusion, the failure of both religious arguments and utilitarian arguments against Prop 8 in particular and gay rights in general is that they are not sufficiently universal in their respective approaches, such that some are inevitably left behind in the formulation of justice that people want in a society. Such beliefs are unjust, unfair, and unjustifiable for those who want justice. Robert Abley, Spotlight on Freedom.com.